wanted to discuss, Bashert, it was on the daf. I've been thinking about it anyway because of all the shiurim I've given the last month on Shabbos on Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And that is the Gemara right here on the top of the Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, first two dafs. So I want to discuss a little bit of this halacha, the Gova of the Beis HaKnesses. Amar Rav Amar Machazi, Amar Rav Chama Bar, Gri Amar Rav, Kol Yer, Chicago Seha, Gvov in the Beis HaKnesses, Asof Korva. Any city whose roofs are higher than the roof of the Beis HaKnesses will be destroyed. Amar the Roman as Beis HaKnesses, Lahamid as Korva Sin. Korva Sin, excuse me. It's a semi-horse of the Roman, which is like against exalt. Beit Lokeinu, and we have to be mamid their walls, and that's not how that protects us. If we're mamid and we're roaming, and the implication is if we're not, if we're roaming our own walls, then that will be a problem. Says the Marahani, meaning the Bebatim, that's only private homes. Ava, the Kishkushe, like forts, Gure, and towers, less than both. That's going to be a major question. We'll have to see. What's the exception? What's the svara for that distinction? That is not at all pashut. But there is some distinction, and depends, apparently, there is a certain window, a certain exception to that rule. And Amar Ravashi, Abdul Masar Chazid, the Lord Harva, I did it this way, and that's why Masar Chazid wasn't destroyed. Harva, but it was destroyed. What do you mean? Well, that's what I meant, was it wasn't destroyed for this reason. Okay. So let's give a little introduction. First of all, just to give you a sense of how serious the halacha this is. If you look in, this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and some Kufnun Seed Base. If you look there on the Shari Tshuva, is also in the Chiddush HaKafan Sofer and Har Gemara, both quote a Bechor Shor. Quote the same Bechor Shor, but you can get the short version right here. I'm not sure which one. Yeah, there's Bechor Shor. Yeah. Actually, this might be on the Gemara. I'm not sure. The Lashon here is V'ayim B'Bechor Shor B'Shabbos. The Imkaf Shalom Hayir Nechrebet Me'oz Avon. If in fact the city did not in the Tzernet, and if Kadosh Baruch Hu also has zero. Chayin Harbi Tzarek Lizar B'Kamad Efshar. You're done. You're done, Mamash, for good. You're never, ever going to get rebuilt. You're done permanently. Like, a death knell for anything. I don't know, Shraga, if you ever heard this. I remember somewhere in the back of the basement of the library in YU, somebody tumbling that many years ago in what they built the Health for Science lab, the Ra'alach Lazi was very, very upset.
No, really?
It was called in the basement of Shur. Now, in light of what we'll say tonight, sure, maybe we'll have to ask him about it. But that was, I remember, such a rumor that back in the day there was some issues. So you can see why it's a very serious halacha. Also, very relevant, there's a journal called Sohar. So I saw and quoted that one of the volumes, they have an article in this, they quoted a same called Orach Nama. I think it's on Shulchan Aruch. But they point out that this pasuk of the roaming is also the marker for the have beautiful shuls. This is a beautiful shul. Although you should note that the Rambam quotes halacha twice, both in Beit Bechira and Chosefila, and the Rambam both times she speaks about the height of the shul. But it certainly sounds right. It certainly sounds right. If this isn't the pasuk, there's definitely other makaras. But
so I guess you have to understand what the din of height is.
Right. We're going to say that. That's going to be the purpose of the
year. I know the bathroom.
Right.
So the adulterer is not a.
But we'll have to, again, this batim versus, yeah, but that's going to be part of a large part of the shiur. What is that distinction? It's not enough to just like, okay. So another point to mention, if you look in the Rambam and the Chosefila, and really if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, who's quoting the Rambam, there's actually two separate halachos. We only have half the halacha in our Gemara. The other half of the Gemara comes from a Tosef and a Megillah. Moshul Shulchan Aruch is Ein Bona Beit HaKnesses Ela B'Gova Shal Ha'ir. Is that from our Gemara? No, it's not our Gemara. This is the Shulchan Aruch, the highest point of the city. And Shulchan Aruch says, Bu Magbi and also Ashiya Gova Mikol Bate Ha'ir. Shushtap Shabam. Bahuki, Brihimus, etc. So that's a separate halacha. That actually, as I say, comes from a Tosef in Megillah that you're supposed to, it sounds like, if you take the Tosef literally, you build it in the highest point of the city. It's interesting. I saw a sefer. There's a sefer called Mishnas Yosef. Mishnas Yosef is written by one of the great gedolim of our generation. Not so well known in America, though. His name is Rav Yosef Lieberman. He's pretty well known, especially in Chassid literature. Yerushalmi Chassid. But in Israel, I think generally he's more broadly known. He doesn't have such a following in America. He's a prolific writer. All the Sfarim are the title Mishnas Yosef. He has Chubis. His most famous work is a multi-volume work on Mishnayos, Masechas Shviyos, which is, I think, inarguably the finest collection of work ever done on Masechas Shviyos. I'd say he's probably the biggest expert in Zerayim. The only person who's close, perhaps, is Rechaim Kanievsky. Most of his Jews are in Yanni Zerayim. He's safer on Shviyos. It's just awesome. His other Sfarim on Rechaim, he's just beautiful, beautiful. And he has a separate, independent favor about Mishnayos and Yosef on the Chuzbez Kessus. So happens, Siman Aleph is our Sugya. So he points out, just on this first point of the necessity of Megillah, he has a number of riyas that it really shouldn't necessarily be taken literally as it has to be in the highest part of the city, but rather he thinks it means in the center of the city. And not even literally in the geographical center, it means it has to be in the most accessible place. For example, he says if you're living in on a hillside, and everyone's living on the bottom of the mountain, so you're going to say you have to put the shul up on top. He says, what about people who can't walk, older people? It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He says, the point is it should be the most accessible way. And obviously, in certain neighborhoods in our Israel today, in Yerushalayim, it's very, very relevant. Very, very relevant. This is like Akbara. The cities are built on the side of the mountains. So is there Akbara to have the shul in the higher part of the mountain, the rest of the, how to be built in the higher part of the mountain? In Chavez, in Arnof. I mean, any of these neighborhoods, Rehov, all these neighborhoods. So he says, no, he says it's all mutter. In fact, he dug up a more ktiya by Yaakov Emden, right, by Altoona, the famous Altoona, which I don't know anything about geographically other than this more ktiya. Apparently, it was also built on a mountain, and the shul was, I guess, towards the bottom of the mountain, and the houses were along the side of the mountain, many of them, above the city, above the shul. And Yaakov Emden writes the favorite that should be mutter because it's the most accessible area.
Even though the Gemara is in for height.
Again, to the point, we're talking, this is the test, yes, the test, I think it's Gova, yes, but he says it's not Lava. There's two different cases of the Tosefta, and this other one is, I think, a little bit closer to this, and he claims that even the standard Masoch, that's what it means. That's just an interesting, say, parenthetical. Okay, so let's get to the basic Geder HaDin of our halacha. And basically, the first stop on this emerges from a comment that many Rishonim make. The Rosh and our Sugya, Tosus HaRosh, Mordechai and our Gemara, Agos Amunius in the name of Rabbeinu Tam and Chostila, Arisba and our Gemara, all say the following. What is the different contrast that the Gemara seems to be making between these Rureis, Kashkushes, and the house? Again, it's not a house. The difference is that these Rureis, they're very tall, but no one did anything on top. They weren't used to sheep. There was nothing going on up there. They were very, very tall. And not only that, part of the reason they were so, so tall, so they hold that these fortresses are mutter because you don't really use the gag for shimush. But that's the basic answer. And therefore, they say, therefore, he says, these are shown all say, Mamsh Pechot, they matter arus. Why? Because arus are bishikuas, they're sloped. So you can't do anything on arus. They're not there to dry the fruit, they're not there to dry the clothes. Since arus are sloped, say, all these are shown him, that's the essential characteristic of the more as much better than the bias versus the fortress. The thing in the shul is that you can't have shimush higher than the roof of the shul. But if you have a house that's higher with a sloped roof, you don't know, then you are mutter. Then it's mutter. It's not a problem, even if these houses are bigger than the shuls, because they have a sloped roof and they're not being used. In fact, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, this is how we talk here. Shulchan Aruch says here in his base, what's the header? First of all, you see, even the way Shulchan Aruch writes the Lashon, that the shul should be the highest thing in the city. Gavam, we call Batya Ha'ir Shem Shtam Shin Behem. Lafuki, there's Berenios, or these Godlim She'en Mishtamshin Bam. Again, keep focusing on the Shimush. And therefore, there's God through whom Meshuba. The Ein Royal Tashmish is slow through, can't be used. Sharon and Bakum Shu Royal Tashmish, right? If the highest floor is still higher than the shul, that would be a problem. But the highest, you see, what is the usable space in this building? You can't have a sloped roof at there if there's four floors according to this above the shul. But the mice says the ikar is, it's not in a slope per se, it's not in a roof per se, it's not in a bayis per se, it's in a shimush. There shouldn't be shimush above the shul. Therefore, if you have an architecture, even if it's per se higher than the shul, as long as people aren't using that space above the height of the shul, that seems to be more than the fact of sock of the shulchan aruch.
But if you are at the mount,
it would appear from the sock of the shulchan aruch. However, there are two, most notably one, but really two rishonim, chart a different path from all of these rishonim, and that is the Ran and the Meiri. In fact, you get a little bit of a hint of this, because if you look at the Bir Halacha, it's really consistent. You don't have this, I shouldn't say, but it just struck me as being so obvious that the Bir Halacha of Mamash has two or three comments, every one of them is against Shulchan Aruch. And what's the basis of the Bir Halacha's consistent disagreement with Shulchan Aruch? He goes to Ran, and at the end he says, also, I am the Meiri, because of Gam Kein Kein Zed. What are they referring to? If you look in the Ran and the Meiri, they say the following. Unlike the Rosh, Rabbein Tam, etc., hold that the reason that these fortresses were mutter, they hold it's not because of, they think they weren't being used. Rather, it's because they were being used, but for a legitimate purpose. They were being used for the defense of the city. They weren't being used as some great affluence and showing off and to say, look how rich we are and look at this and look at that. They were being used for a very legitimate purpose. You need to have a high lookout tower to be able to defend the city. It's used for chizuk. The Ran has that shot in the Gemara as well. And you could speculate on what house communities you might come from that, but if you look in the Meiri, you don't have to speculate. The Meiri has a huge, huge kula, which he specifies. The Meiri, exactly what the Meiri says. The Meiri says that you can add aliyos, you can add floors. You can add floors. He says, as long as it's not being done. He says, kimat, the opposite of the other Rishon, literally the opposite. He says, as long as it's not being done, liyofi, their whole Isser, and it's listed in the Shalosh Rishon three times, Tash Vashimush. The Meiri is literally pumped by care. If you're using it for good purposes, it's a good appropriate shimush. So there's nothing wrong. If you'd be doing it liyofi, or as he says, derech srora, showing how awesome and mighty you are, that's the Isser. So that's how he reads the Gemara. Why is that you make so big? Ooh, you make a big high arch ceiling, a roof. Ooh, that's because you're showing how rich you are. But these watchtowers, they're being done for a good reason. Therefore, says in Meiri, if you're building room floor upon floor, that is going to be used. Meiri says it's not a problem whatsoever.
Which is why he gives them a Belfer, because Belfer is like, why you take pride in like driving them.
It could be that it wasn't even Mikra Adin, because, okay. I don't know, maybe they're all like the Meiri. But one of the others is not going
to be. Okay, according to the Meiri, I can see why he'd be upset. Because Belfer is. Why you
take a lot of
pride in
the
tallest building?
I thought that was the most notable thing that you see when you're driving across the bridge is the dome. Which is the building. I mean, not from every little angle. The dome is the two things you see. You see the dome, and you see the Belfer building.
I think one of the brochures, they take pride in the fact that Belfer is the tallest building.
Okay, it could be, don't know. It happens to be PS. You see the memorial at all. So, before we see if you just mentioned Spelet, so the obvious not communities, which we're already hitting at, but just to point out, in light of this, again, I mentioned before, say, we're not previously familiar, the beautiful Sefer of the Mishnah Yosef on the Nebuchadnezzar. So he points out, in light of these two perspectives under Rishonim, he wants to formulate the following Chakira in the nature of the Isser. And that is the nature of the Isser that he doesn't use these words exactly, but in essence, what he's saying is that Israel, so to speak, Israel Gavra, namely, if you'll have big buildings, if you will be up on the building. So for people to be doing X, Y, and Z above a shul, that is and that's just being the main method by what you're doing above the shul. However, he says the alternative perspective is not so much, you know, in what you do or don't do. It's supposed to be perhaps the people of the house or the apartment building more. That is that it's covered for the shul that it should be the highest building. So in light of that formulation, he sort of weaves that into this Rishonim, that the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Mordechai, etc., they're holding from this first perspective that it's all a focus, so to speak, on your shimush. If you're living a regular life in a higher place in the shul, that is up to the design of the shul, as opposed to the Meiri and the Ran, who seem to hold, no, that's not what you're doing and not doing. On the contrary, that's not the problem. And that if you build big, beautiful buildings that are more awesome than a shul building, then that itself is not covered big for the shul. So just to spell out, there's one or two almost really obvious ones, and even one or two other non-communists from this one locus. So first of all, can you, do shimush on a roof that's higher than the shul? But that's just the most obvious non-communist right away. So according to the Miri, on the contrary, that's your answer to do that. Whereas according to the Rishonim, it's explicit. That is itself the answer. We only have it for our houses, as Rishonim say, which are typically, and this was especially true in Europe and other places, but very, very often the shuls were very slower buildings. It was a big problem. People will see Among and Abram shortly and others. It was a big problem with people, Gedoli Olam looking out, and people, including Dronzi, were saying, why did no one's makbet on Salacha? Right? They didn't have always such big, awesome shuls and communities.
They were not allowed there.
Because
the church is
we'll get to it. Very good. Good that anything you can add will be appreciated. We're going to get to that point. But the point is, Lemaisa, so that's one basic focus. According to the Rishonim, the only answer for having a taller house is because our roofs are sloped. You can't use the roof. What's going to be is just a fuck here. If you can't use the roof, what's the answer to having higher than the shul? You can't show off. You're so rich. On the contrary, if you use the roof, then that is what's better. That's number one. Number two would be.
There's only plain the shul. You have the kotel over there. You have all those houses that are beautiful houses like that.
No, those aren't Jewish beautiful houses, unfortunately.
Are those ones in the back of the kotel or not?
Behind the kotel. Oh, the other side. Oh, yeah. Those are Jewish. Of course, those are Jewish.
The shul is the very highest point. There's still a shul. There's like that. What's it called? The
what if you have a building that's higher, but it could very well be, we'll see this from Macronic shortly, what if you have, the last usable floor could be, 30, 40, 50 feet or whatever, below the roof. But then you have either a chmei attic, or you have a very dramatic roof, dafko, whatever the case may be. Let's say you have the last usable floor is much lower than the roof. So according to the majority of Rishonim, it was going to be fine. On the contrary, you're not doing anything above the shul. But according to Miri Adrav, it's not only bad, it may even, insult to injury, because you're just dafko having unnecessary space, which is the romeim of Asrara, could be higher than the shul. That was number two. Again, similar. And just to mention a third one, which Lieberman adds, which is not so much explicit in their words, is what about a pnai? An issue which is a big issue in Chabad Knesset, even in some of the shurim that I gave the past 2 weeks, I haven't gotten into it, but it's a relevant one for a lot of these sugyos, is the whole notion of building a shul al tnai. Sitting in the Gemara, discussion of Shulchan Aruch. So my focus is whether this tnai works in Eretz Yisrael, but we probably find that it does, but that's really my focus. But it's not my focus, it's explicit in the Gemara. The shuls and chuzlars, if you made them al tanai, it's supposed to be even said with the evidence, assumed to be al tanai without it. If you make it al tanai, that doesn't allow everything, Tashmir shall be Zayim, that doesn't allow, and even a terrible kalos rosh doesn't allow, but a little bit kalos rosh, a little bit of things which would otherwise be usher in the shul, the tanai, such as eating, sleeping perhaps, even other things, may be permissible. So the shayla, the allusions that I was out is, could you build a shul al tanai that is okay, that houses in the area will be bigger? So I think I think he might have quoted a post and discussed this, but the malumdus of it, which I think is right on, is according to the first approach of the whole issue, has to do with shimush and economy. That's the whole nature of the halacha of Tanai, is that the Tanai allows certain behaviors. So if there's a halacha in the behaviors, then it would be mutter. But if it's a din in the building, it's a lav dafka that you can make a Tanai. Okay. Now to mention two more things. One, not necessarily directly relevant, but in the broader sense relevant. And that is, already the Rishonim seem to be bothered when they're giving this whole issue of the sloped roofs, which again, now we're seeing is debatable, but the issue is, as I say, looking out, it's by the Amb and by Nadu, people weren't necessarily being made on this. Or aren't being accurate, excuse me, on this. This is Agam, this is one of the good word Makaros, so we should put a balcony to make the building even higher. Because that will have us extra Hidur for some of the bigger houses in the neighborhood, maybe.
So, like apartment buildings, you know, like.
Oh, by the way, right? We're allowed to write with something a lot of But,
what radius?
So we'll see that. Let's see in a second. One second. So this was discussed by a number, perhaps one of the more famous ones, which Avram alluded to, because it's well known in Shulchan Aruch, is the Magen Avram. Magen Avram very bothered. How come looking around? I mean, I don't know exactly the biography of the Magen Avram, but it says where he's looking to live, no one's blacked on this, no other communities. So he, if that there is, based on what you said, and that is Amos Akum, that they were they're not allowed to build the shuls.
Yeah. You go in Prague in the Altmore Show. You have to go down a couple steps for that reason.
Good. So now he's right the Kasha. So, no, if you can't do that, maybe they should have not created that contract to keep the house even lower. So let's say the show is only one story. Okay. Let's have that to be left in a story. Yeah, the house shouldn't that have been a requirement?
And
you
might want the
shul
to stick out. That
will
still make the
shul
stick
out. Okay, he doesn't give that answer. He means to say, practically. No, but if the shul shouldn't be big like a church, then maybe that wouldn't have mattered to the guy. But he says it doesn't matter because since Mamela, the shuls are made so small, and half the non-Jews' houses are already bigger than the shul, therefore it's not Vinkra. The hacker that you wanted for a shul to be this awesome, star-studded, you know, center of attention is not going to be Mamela. Therefore, there's no reason why we have to suffer. This is the Magen Avraham's answer. There is an interesting chumrah, which is mentioned, therefore, by the Maram Shim, the Chuma. Maram Shim says you can remind the Magen Avraham for a greater radius, any other house in the city. But if you're part of the same chaser as the shul, let's say you're mapping the top of the shul, you're, which, you know, in this older Gabin or even your Aristotle communities, you should have the Magen Avraham of the shul. Right? To this day. So then, perhaps that's the Maram Shim says you can't rely on the Magen Avraham. Because there will be Ekra. Mamash house is right next to the shul, you can't rely on the fact that two blocks away, most of the going on bigger houses. That's an interesting chumra of the Magen Avraham. The cool of Magen Avraham with the little wrinkle of Maram Shem. One of the other major contributions to this sugya on our daf, which is related, is the Sfatemes. In the Sfatemes, he says some very, very interesting things. He starts off with a wild Kiddush, which even he retracts, and then he has slightly more restrained, but nevertheless, big Kiddush. His wild Kiddush, and really his whole gist, is based on the following very good deal. And I didn't look enough around to see if other people talk about this a little bit. That I did look, I didn't see. And then in the following day, what's the lashon of our Gemara? Kol Yirsha Gago Seha Gavol and Basic Nessus. What kind of lashon is that? Shouldn't have been Kol Yirsha. The houses, yeah. Bateya. Why the roofs? So the first svara of the best lashon of the Gemara is perhaps it's a din not in the house. It's a din in the roof itself. He says it used to be a hole that. Just like how big your door was, right? Doors are not just practical items. I mean, in many people's houses, that's all they think of. But other people, it's aesthetic. Not only do they want to have a nice door, but the bigger the door, the grander the door, that's an Indian itself. So I don't know if it's still true, but he says, well, that matters, that it was true. The roofs. How majestic, how big will the roof itself be? So that's the Fatama. It's his first time. I mean, it is. It doesn't matter how big the shoulders are, how big the houses. You just look at the roof. You get a roofer, you get the rod. Yeah. And we'll say, there's always more to give. So he'll check. He'll say, well, the roof, shul's roof is 10 feet. 10 inches, I don't know everything. This is high. And the house, even though the house is 20 feet higher than the shul, the house is a very small roof. Oh, it's a mother. Which is going to care. The house could be very small, but it's a big roof. It's a big roof in the shul, even though the shul is much bigger. It also won't matter. It's only going to go by the size of the actual roof. You gotta go say it. Then he says, no, it can't be. Yeah. It just shows you how creative you could be. Who else would have thought that? I don't know. But then he rejects. What does he fall on? And he loves the Kiddush. And that is the following. description that it is still based on the roof. Namely, the roof cannot be higher even if the shimush space below is lower. And this is very much in line with the theory. Very much in line with the theory. We care not so much with how much usable space you have. Even if you're only using much lower, but if for whatever reason you have this very high arch ceiling, and maybe this big attic which nobody uses, and the roof is higher. We go by the roof. In other words, if you're looking at outside, you take the picture. What's the highest building? You don't look at the makom of shimush. As opposed to, you could argue, according to other shonim, perhaps we go with kulan l'chumra, just based on shimush.
Okay, right here, I'm sorry.
Oh, and here's one other shayla, which also relates a little to your question before, which is, what if there's multiple shuls in the city? Do you go by the highest shul or the lowest shul?
Or do you go to the shul that you go to?
Right. So it doesn't seem
if
like
I don't that. Go to that shul, then I can be higher.
Right. Only to remember.
He's
the
highest shul.
So he's Nagel. He says he goes by the highest shul.
In the city.
Yeah. Now, how far you can go, I don't know. I really don't know. One last point to mention. Hassam Sofer suggests, again, we won't go into the Lashon of the Rishonim for now, but if you look really on the page at Rashi or Ben Chanan in the back of the Rush, he has the following discussion, which relates a little bit to that Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, we had asked, well, if the Goyim don't want to build the jewels, maybe we should just lower the houses. So in light of that, so to speak, discussion, Hassam Sofer discusses, what if somebody was over? You have the shul, the shul's been around, and somebody, a Tanaka, comes in and builds a big house.
Right.
What do you do then?
Take
what do you do?
Well, is it your problem, or is that the shadow? Is it your problem, or is it part of
the you?
Well, it's a community. Well, it's a community problem.
Well, again, well, it depends on what you say by problem. In other words, do we?
What's the issue?
Well, let's think about it. But there's three possibilities. Let's think about it. We'll figure it out right now. What are the three possibilities?
One possibility is when you're building, you got to make.
I'm thinking it's too late. That is all. That's all. The shadow is what if someone was over, choking, amazing, whatever. Now what do you do?
I'm trying. So I'm saying you already answered your question first. That's what I'm saying.
Theoretically, what is it?
Is it in the Benia?
So theoretically, what are the possibilities? Good.
So what possibility has been in the Benia?
And therefore?
And therefore you're fine.
It's too late.
Who's the they? Who's you?
The community. The community's fine.
Let's say the person goes, oh, I didn't realize. Now what? Is there a corrective possible?
Can you force this person to...
So one possibility is we'll force you to lower the shul. You lower the house. More money for the builder.
Collect money for the shul.
Good. Exactly. I told you did it. Number two is that we have to go raise the shul. Maybe we'll have to be the charter donor, but still, we'll build the shul. What's the third possibility? There's nothing you can do. Not because we don't care, but because there's no way to be misogynistic. In the look at the Chasam Sofer,
or maybe
is there a fourth possibility? I didn't see such a thing. I mean, it's not
possibility
for the person. The person
was there. As long as the person didn't build his house.
Okay, if you're over, what?
There is a
Chasam Sofer. On a Gemara. Okay, while I'm reading, you see if you can find what I'm telling you. So I'm going to look at the page. I'll know. You should find the Chasam Sofer.
There are problems going to this person's house.
They had this problem. Can you build a shul? Can you build a house on top of a shul?
That's a big discussion. Yeah. There's a discussion. They speak about this. There are discussions.
In half of our part. How did the Rebbe
build
on top of
the
shul?
That's what we're learning.
The person who builds the house from scratch and the person who buys the house.
Again, the broader point which we started off mentioning that some Achronim quote the same topic in Ezra that they mentioned that the Shul has to be the highest. It's really the most beautiful. So that's there is a Bein Hashkafa here, which is an important thing. You know, we spend, many of us, so much investing in our homes. We should do no less for the Shul.
They hire, but they don't take the value. Maybe you could spend more on the house.
Maybe that's the point. I don't know. I mean, the sum of it is bigger, it's cost more expensive.
like put up an antenna or
something. I don't think that works. I don't think speak like a poor bar though, like just putting up something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that doesn't work. It has to be substantial.
Does anybody mention whether it's a Jewish town or not? I mean, there's an emphasis on the here, right?
Well, I mean, the Jewish houses. The chiyuv is on the Jew. You can't control the other people.
Right, but it sounds like almost like the whole city has to be kind of under Jewish control. Otherwise,
no, I don't think so.
You're
in World Trade Center in New York.
No, economy. Of course you can. The point is you. I'm your part. Again, we haven't yet fully defined who's going to be. But let's assume there's one shul in one town. Let's say it's a big town. I mean, there's many communities in America where they have one shul. Right? They have one shul. So, and economy. So, if you're a firm person, you're not supposed to have your house bigger than that shul. That's all. The fact that the governor's mansion is bigger, and I, the fact that your neighbor who's an attorney has a bigger. Okay. What's the matter? I don't think that's the answer for you. The only answer about the guy would be that they don't let you build your shul bigger or whatever.
The whole house isn't looking at wrong.
Huh?
Yeah,
no, the Mugger of Rome is talking about like a freshman. I don't think he's saying that if you live in a heterogeneous community, the whole of it doesn't apply.
But you should read the Gemara. Whole year, she got a neck bone, basic net. So, come here. If you live in New York, you have the World Trade Center here.
I don't think so. Because it's not saying I know better. That's not their fault. I don't think so.
I'm saying
it more out of a hush. I can't be convinced. It can't be.
I hear what you're saying.
Apparently, you're correct. He does speak about Zion. No, he does. His header, though, his point there was not again. His point was a different point, which is that if they were all on equal ground, it should be biggest. Which is that it looks distorted. We mentioned before you guys came that there's a different companion halacha from the stuff that Megillah is in the shul should be built on the highest ground. City, not just the highest building. It's two separate points. So, I put out that Rabbi Lieberman has a longest where he claims doesn't mean highest. It means it should be in the center of the city.
Most prominent
place, most accessible place. One of his writers, he quotes Yaakov Emden, who speaks about the famous city of Altoona, which apparently, I'm going back to what he says, was built on the side of a mountain. And the shul was not on the highest part. The shul was on the bottom part. That was most accessible. Either houses that were higher. The houses themselves, and they would be on equal footing without a potato, since they were on a higher part of the mountain. So, I haven't met the Gemara that the Gemara is the south of Megillos, or it's not to see from there. And the Gemara basically says it, that the Iker issue is,
Oh, yeah, that was in the flip flop. She fell by the.
Oh, good. I thought it was here. So, I probably, I don't see it here either, so I don't see it. I don't know. There's no question. I'll have to look further. But assuming that it's really here, or maybe there are two, maybe it must have been there too. I saw the copy that I recorded. And that was to do with the corrective. So just to point out again, the rush held your coffin to, if you look at the rush, you coffin to lower the houses, hire the builder back. Beit Hanan says you rebuild the shul up higher. And he's observing the diet from Rashi that there's no Asa. The dinner shot win. It's too late. Person shouldn't have built a house that big. He said it's too late. There's nothing you can do about it.
Who says to build the shul higher?
I believe the Rosh Hashanah. Now that I got the Makor of the Chatham Sofer wrong, I'm nervous. But I believe that. So I hope it's correct.
But you don't want you to define the community because this person was living in the era. Doesn't it sound like it?
Yeah. That's partially a riot, I would say.
That's community.
Okay. Then it's a riot to be one of the two, not against Rosh. It's our responsibility if there was one of two things we could have done to make it better. One, we could have built the shul higher. Number two, we could have forced the guy to lower his house. If you hold like Rashi, there's nothing you can do. You know, so that's pretty intimidating control. It's a lot of responsibility. That's hard to believe. That makes it. I didn't think about that as much as a riot. That could be an interesting riot against. I saw you. Have you familiar with the Sefer Shurim with Shana Balacha? He has famous two things. One is he wrote on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch his Aras, which are it's like a Pesukei Tshuva type thing of quoting Tshuvas and Mar Makamos. But he doesn't say. But he also wrote on, I think, Kiamat Mary almost every Mesapta Shas. Beautiful. It's actually perfect. The perfect favor. The first favor I went out and got when I started the Fleetwood. Like if you want to like. So he'd be doing what he wanted, like, Aras, Aseder Adav. So he's perfect. So he quoted this Chazon Sofer. I haven't had this over at home. I was just trusting that it was there. But take a look at the Sherman Sefer Lacha. He quoted this. This is a chat, but I thought that it was in chat. I thought that's what he said, but apparently it's not there. It's certainly not there. Okay.